This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and this is also the premiere of the weekly recap coming from Shooting News Weekly, a new website that didn't exist this time last week, with the editor-in-chief. You've heard of this guy before, though. His name is Dan Zimmerman. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, sir.
Well, you sent me the link to it yesterday. I just thought it was the new logo, but you sent me the link. Wayne LaPierre is, I guess, is he? He's going to make a life change, isn't he?
He is. He is going to, I guess, spend more time with his family. This is allegedly due to health concerns, but as of January 31st, he will retire as executive vice president and chief executive officer of the National Rifle Association.
Now, do you think that has as much to do with his health concerns as it does with who they flipped?
I don't think there are any health concerns. I think that this has everything to do with a trial that starts tomorrow in New York City.
Right.
And, yes, it probably has something to do with the fact that Josh Powell has flipped on the NRA and has cut a deal with the attorney general and is paying a pittance of a fine, or actually restitution to the NRA. And I think somebody impressed upon him the fact that they have about a snowball's chance in hell of winning this case. And maybe someone made a judgment that if Wayne rides off into the sunset before the case opens, and they get their rear ends handed to them, maybe they'll be treated slightly more leniently. Although I think that even that is probably wishful thinking.
Well, I mean, with Josh Powell flipping, now they have the access to the internals behind all of the whatever the documentation they've had. They're going to have the motive going in. And so I read somewhere, and it might have been Wall Street Journal or something, that now it appears that they're going to lose, which means they will owe money. The NRA leadership and the board are going to owe money to the NRA, and that because they're going to lose that, and they're going to be found to have not done that, they're going to reorganize the leadership.
Well, yeah, what's likely to happen is if the NRA loses this case, a couple of things are going to happen. They're probably going to dissolve the board, and all the officers will be gone, and my guess is that they will dissolve the board and appoint a special master to run the NRA while a new corporate structure is created,
right?
That is more responsive to the association's charter and its members. That will mean a board of directors that doesn't have 76 people on it, that's going to mean a huge change in the way the NRA operates, because the special master will be tasked with running it strictly according to its charter. And one of the things that isn't in its charter is political advocacy and lobbying. So yeah, it's likely to be just a huge change in the NRA going forward, and it's going to take years. Now, the other thing that's going to happen, you were right, the Attorney General, and I think this is going to have to happen in separate, I don't know if it's going to be in separate actions or not, but yet she will be able to, as they say, claw back money that the people who are the subject of the suit have allegedly misappropriated. And that includes Wayne LaPierre. Oh, goodness, I don't have it all in front of me. As to the other people, but it was the top, Powell was named and a few of the top officers. Other people who might be at risk are members of the board's audit committee. My guess is that, they knew or should have known for a long time what was happening there and didn't do anything about it, and they had a fiduciary duty to protect the funds of the association and the members' interests.
Well, I'm wondering if they're going to find, you know, a bunch of, there was a sort of a tranche of former members of the board who resigned because of what they thought was going to happen with all of this, and they're beginning, now they all look like Nostradamus, like Jim Knight and
right,
Sean Maloney.
Exactly. Pete Brownell,
yeah.
Lots of people made for the exit when they found out what was happening. It's a mess. Powell, he cut an incredibly
sweetheart deal. He's
yeah, exactly.
He's going to be a gun. After all this is done, he'll get a job with Bloomberg. Watch and see.
$100,000 is just a slap on the wrist, given how much money he's allegedly taken. Again, the named plaintiffs in the trial that starts tomorrow is LaPierre, Wilson Phillips, John Fraser, who I think is the treasurer of the NRA, and Josh Powell. All those people will be subject to clawback and having to make restitution to the NRA
right. In
amounts still to be determined.
Right. I would also imagine that when this is done, after they reorganize all of this, that the whole idea of having a board of directors that can't really do anything to the leadership, that's going to be turned on its head, at least for the next little while, until they can all of a sudden get back to that point to where they were able to be in charge of everything. And I don't know how long that'll take, but
yeah, that's going to take probably years to reconstitute and to redesign. You're right, a board that actually has teeth,
right,
and can do something if the officers of the organization are not operating in ways that are consistent with the best interests of the membership.
Right. Yeah, this changes things, and I don't know how much it changes things, because the NRA has been sort of diminished. Is that a good way to put it? They've been sort of diminished as to their role within the advocacy for how long? Has it been 2 years now?
Yeah, they've been active behind the scenes in ways that a lot of people don't know, very much so. But yes, they have been, and a lot of that has to do with huge amounts of their money being funneled to their outside counsel.
Yeah.
To defend all kinds of harebrained schemes, crazy business decisions, and outright illegal activity.
Yeah,
allegedly.
We'll come back to all of that stuff before the show is over, but this is the end of an era, and the NRA as we know it is probably, the next time we look at them and they're free and clear to navigate, they're probably going to look completely different. This article you can find it at shootingnewsweekly.com. Shootingnewsweekly.com. New website. The first new one I know about that's actually going to give it a serious run. And Dan Zimmerman, well, he's the editor-in-chief. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are doing the weekly recap, which this is the first week they've had to recap of the newly founded ShootingNewsWeekly.com. Dan Zimmerman is the editor-in-chief. One of the things that California passed SB2, which is basically another iteration of the Bruin response laws that came out from the various blue states that don't want people to carry guns, don't want regular law-abiding people to have guns. And as this ends up, which we'll talk about what it actually has ended up being at the moment, they were getting a lot of pushback from law enforcement, who's actually the ones that would actually make it happen, weren't they?
Right, exactly. And to go back a little bit, yeah, SB2 was passed and signed into law, and then it was immediately challenged in court, and a lower court issued a injunction blocking enforcement. Earlier, right at the end of the year, a Ninth Circuit panel stayed that injunction, meaning that the law and its limits on where people could legally carry in California, which is virtually everywhere in almost any public space, allowed that law to go into effect. So there, as of January 1st, there was almost nowhere in California you could legally carry. And that provoked a lot of county district attorneys and sheriffs to make public declarations that they had no intention of enforcing that law, as it was unconstitutional and that the legal process had not played out yet. Last night, however, the Ninth Circuit dissolved that administrative stay and let the lower court injunction go back into effect, which means SB2 is once again blocked from being enforced, and everything is exactly as it was before SB2 was passed. So that gets kind of complicated, but the point is SB2 is no longer in effect. It's
right.
Not in effect while this plays itself out and moves through the courts, at least for now. So there's a one week period where lawful concealed carry was virtually impossible in California. That has now ended, and that's the good news. And of course, people like Gavin Newsom are having conniption fits over all this.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I guess maybe, and I was discussing this earlier. You know, if this was the 1990s, I think they might be able to get by with the whole, well, we need to restrict your ability to carry a gun to keep you safe. We just can't.
Right.
We can't have whoever wants to carry a gun carrying a gun, because that's just unsafe.
Yeah, that would be the old interest balance.
Yeah. And people would have gone along with that whole defenseless being safer thing. But, you know, in California, how many municipalities voted to defund the police? I know L.A. was one. I think San Francisco was another. Probably San Diego. Probably Oakland. Wherever that happened, and at the same time, they've got more illegal immigration going. You know, marijuana is legal in California, except they still, one of the biggest drug businesses is the illegal marijuana houses, where they take and bring in the illegal immigrants that are there and put them in indentured servitude there to work the illegal grow houses.
Well, the reason there's still such a huge illegal market for marijuana in a state where it's been legalized is because the state, California being California, it keeps huge restrictions and taxes
sure.
on legal cows. So it's cheaper to avoid the law and buy black market marijuana than it is to go to a legal dispensary.
Well, with all of that, when you look at all of that and you look at all the crime that's popping there, they're the pestilence capital of the world in California. They are about, they just implemented something where now all of the freight has to be moved via electric truck. And they're getting ready to give free health care to all of the illegal immigrants while they're at a $69 billion deficit, which then got paid off in 2021. You realize that, right? When they got the COVID relief funds, that got them back into the black. And in less than 3 years, they're back in the red again because of the way they spend. And they still haven't taken reparations off. And yet they want to get out there. And the only people that actually are good and good for the state and good for the country are the law-abiding ones. They want to penalize them. I just don't see how that flies nowadays and how they think that's actually going to go somewhere. And I guess the sheriffs see that too, huh?
Obviously. And in many of the counties that I saw these statements come out, it wasn't just the sheriff, you know, as it used to be with the old Second Amendment sanctuary type thing.
Right.
These statements were issued by the sheriff and the prosecutor, so that if, you know, somehow somebody did end up being charged by, I don't know, maybe a local police department instead of the sheriff, the prosecutor made it clear they are not going to enforce SB 2 while it's moving through the courts, because it is, you don't have to be an attorney to look at SB 2 and recognize its unconstitutionality. It's clearly a violation of Second Amendment rights.
Right.
The state, Anthony Portantino, who's the driving force of gun control in the California legislature, and Gavin Newsom knew full well that it's fully unconstitutional and in clear violation of the Bruin decision. They didn't care. They knew how long it was going to take. They got a great soundbite and media hits when Newsom signed it into law, and the kids still get interviewed every time something happens, like the injunction being blocking the law, or this latest another court then allows it to go into effect. So as a politician, they love the attention. They love being able to inveigh against gun rights and talk about how this is going to make California safer. It's all a lie. They know it's a lie. They know it can't possibly withstand legal scrutiny, but it doesn't matter. By then, Gavin Newsom hopes he'll be in the White House.
That would be such a tall order trying to sell the California way of life to the rest of the nation. I just don't know how that would work out. That would be a lot of fun. That'd be a lot of fun. I could only imagine. All right, all of you guys down here in Florida, you guys can no longer water your lawn. All that stuff. But, hey, we'll revisit that another time as well. ShootingNewsWeekly.com, new website. Dan is the editor in chief. This is straight off of the front page of the website. It is looking good. It's looking organized. It hasn't got the archive yet because it's about, let's see, today is the 8th. It's 4 days old, but it's looking pretty good for 4 days. I wish my website, which had been up for I don't know how many years, looked this good. So ShootingNewsWeekly.com, go and bookmark it, and you'll all of those breaking news things you used to assume at the other place, they're going to be here at Shooting News Weekly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing, and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
Millions along the East Coast are under a winter weather. Millions along the East Coast are under winter weather alerts this weekend. Forecasters say a storm will dump a mix of rain and snow in some cities like New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get slammed with at least 6 inches of snow. while other parts of upstate New York could get over a foot of snow. This is USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from ShootingNewsWeekly.com. And interesting story that came out, the guy in the Houston taqueria. Well, a guy decided to go there and rob it with a, what was it, an airsoft gun?
I think it was ultimately shown to be, an airsoft gun. Yeah. Of course, you know, there's no way to know that. Airsoft guns look very realistic, so everybody there thought that when he came in and brandished it and asked for everybody's valuables, no one had any way of knowing it wasn't real.
Well, he did his thing. He collected everybody's money, and then he thought he was home free, and he's heading out, and he's, I guess, enjoying whatever he's thinking, and then all of a sudden somebody gets the drop on him, and things change. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, they did, and there's a great security video of what happens with this guy walking around pointing the gun at people and grabbing their valuables. And as he walks past one of the diners, he's sitting in a booth, and the thief's back is to him, the diner draws a gun and shoots him repeatedly. And I think he even shot him at least once while he's down on the ground.
Yeah.
The armed defender then got up, took all the valuables that the thief had collected, and returned them to everybody there in the restaurant. There were calls for, of course, this guy to be prosecuted. Some people called him a vigilante. Those of us, you know, you could quibble with the number of shots. As to whether they were all required. Ultimately the locals in Houston put this to a grand jury, and the grand jury refused to bring charges against them. They called it a legal, justifiable shooting, in self-defense, which was nice to see. And I would suggest your listeners go to our story and click on the tweet there and watch the video, because it's it's notable. I'm not sure that the same outcome would have happened everywhere. I'm sure there's some jurisdictions where they will.
Well, this guy had a Soros DA in Harris County, right? Kim Ogg is a Soros DA.
Yes. But as she said at the time, the process there, the grand jury, the office, grand juries are composed of 12 randomly selected residents who meet regularly for a period of 3 to 4 months to review criminal charges. So this process ensures that members of the community, rather than the district attorney's office, determine the appropriate outcome in all homicides in Harris County. So while Ms. Ogg may be a Soros prosecutor and might have wanted to prosecute this person, she didn't get the opportunity because apparently in Harris County, all homicides go before a panel of 12 citizens, and it takes at least 9 of them to bring charges, and that didn't happen.
Now, one thing to point out, right? I expect to see a couple things coming out of this. I wonder if they will leave this process in place where it goes before a grand jury instead of letting the DA just decide whether or not she's going to do that. I guess that'd probably take some sort of a change in statute. And
I don't know. I don't know if that's a local ordinance. It's apparently a longstanding practice in Harris County.
Right.
And there'll probably be some political pain if they try to change that and give more discretion to the prosecutor. Because people have seen how that kind of thing plays out in places like Austin and Philadelphia, Los Angeles, and a number of other, Chicago, and a lot of other jurisdictions around the country.
Well, the other thing is that I'm surprised they no-billed him, even though it was a grand jury, just because of the way he went about his self-defense, because he shot him, then he walked up on him and shot him, then he shot him again, and then he got his, he gave everybody's money back, and then he got in his truck and he left.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. He left. They had to run him down later.
Yeah.
excuse me. Yeah, that's, I mean, as I said, you can certainly quibble with the number of shots, you know, and the shots that he took when he was still on the ground.
Right.
You know, you could argue that he certainly was not, he was no longer a threat at that point. And the robber was killed as a result. As I said before, there are probably a lot of other jurisdictions where this guy would be facing homicide charges, second degree murder. Long story short, don't mess with Texans eating their tacos.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Being an armed robber, even if you show up with a toy gun, one of the occupational safety hazards in that is somebody might perforate you. And if you're going to go that route and you're going to do that, then it's not going to be one of these things where you stand off at 10 paces and say, feel your hand. This guy did it exactly the way I would have done it. I would not draw on somebody that had the drop on me, because he's going to look away. And this guy, if he had a real weapon, the way he was waving it around, where do you figure out, well, all he wants is our money. He's not going to kill any of us. Where do you figure that part out? And how?
Yeah, you don't know that. He did shoot him in the back, which some people complain about, but I have no problem with that.
No.
He waited till he faced him, you know, pointing the gun at him.
Yeah.
And some people argued that he was in the process of leaving the taqueria when he shot him. That wasn't clear. As you can tell by the still in our post,
he was sweeping. He was sweeping the entire area with his weapon.
He was walking around the entire restaurant, sweeping everybody with a gun. And as he walked past the man, the defender here, that's when he shot him. It wasn't, and there was another diner farther down in another booth. He might have been going at him.
Yep.
So it wasn't clear at all that he was about to leave and that the threat was over. So I didn't have any problem with him shooting him. The number of shots, however, that is where you can question the situation. I think all in all, in the end, it's a good thing this guy was not prosecuted. I think he did the right thing. He stopped what could have been a very deadly threat. He had no way of knowing that that was not a real gun, and he played Robin Hood and gave everyone back their money.
Yeah. It's hard to tell if he was going through the adrenaline dump. He seems like he's got his stuff together. But, you know, you never can tell. I mean, that's all relative. Some people would be sitting there just bawling in the fetal position after they defended. And, I'm glad they didn't prosecute him. I'm just shocked that that this got past I've never heard this before coming out of Harris County in Texas. I've always thought Harris County was sort of a blue, to be honest with you. And
it was very blue.
Yeah, but they have at least one good check in place.
And this practice of sending a homicide to a grand jury, it's probably better than giving the prosecutor discretion.
Yeah.
Who to prosecute and who not to.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially given the current makeup of big city prosecutors.
Yeah, so that's good. Glad he got no build. When you get into armed self-defense, it's hard to get out there and call it as it's happening, because that's all going to be, it's everybody's going to react differently. And this guy was vehement that he was going to beat this guy in a gunfight. So he won, and I'm glad he won. I'm glad nobody got hurt. And I'm sorry that guy felt like he had to rob the place with a toy gun, and he paid for it. But anyway, you hang on for me if you can. This is all at ShootingNewsWeekly.com. Dan Zimmerman is my guest. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Timmerman from ShootingNewsWeekly.com. I'm really proud of myself, Dan, because I haven't messed that up one time.
No, you haven't.
In the first go round, I fully expected to have to apologize to you profusely as we went along. The four-day-old Shooting News Weekly, which is shaping up to be a really good resource. So let's talk a little bit. Let's go back to the NRA. One of the reasons I have heard, and you tell me what you think about this, one of the reasons that I have heard that Wayne LaPierre would not retire, not quit, not resign, is because he didn't want to have to pay for his legal defense out of his pocket.
That's probably true. I happen to know that he has a, I don't know if that's still in play, but he had an agreement that he was going to be paid $1 million consultancy after he retired, $1 million per year. I don't know if that would go to, I don't know if that would even keep him in suit, let alone pay legal fees, given what he's got out of him. But, who knows? I don't know if I'm not sure the NRA has the ability to continue to pay that. Maybe
yeah.
They do.
Well, I mean, with this reorganization, is somebody going to come in and say, oh, yeah, this deal here, that's over?
They could very well avoid that. Yeah. That could be. I would guess that any special master who might be appointed would have the ability to, or the authority to do that kind of thing. But I'm no attorney.
You remember what started all this stuff, don't you? Remember what started all this stuff?
I remember it well.
Ackerman McQueen, NRA TV, all that other stuff where they were spending money on. Everybody's like, why are we spending this much money on this? And nobody's watching this.
Exactly. And just to refresh your listeners' memory, back in 2019, I was there in the
Indianapolis
audience. Yeah, at Indianapolis when this all exploded. And Oliver North wasn't there. The president of the NRA was not there for the annual meeting because he had quit because he had heard about what was going on with Ackerman McQueen. And what was going on was, again, allegedly, and I don't even think it's, I don't have to couch it with the allegedly anymore, but Ackerman McQueen was paying for all sorts of personal expenses for LaPierre,
yeah,
including suits, luxury travel, limousine, yacht, security, and then billing it back to the NRA as advertising expense and the expense of running NRA TV,
right,
putting on, producing commercials for the NRA. So basically, laundering personal expenses through Ackerman and McQueen.
Right.
And because there's no way that even the NRA, even his lackeys that were operating at the NRA could be seen to approve these things and pay them.
Well, the other thing is going to be, you know, when Oliver North was the president of the NRA, he was an Ackerman McQueen employee. They were the ones paying him, not the NRA. When Dana Lash was the spokesperson for the NRA, she was an Ackerman McQueen employee.
Yeah,
and
that actually made more sense.
Yeah,
that actually made more sense.
Everybody at NRA TV were Ackerman McQueen employees.
Right. I mean, that was all part. All NRA TV and all that was all part of the advertising promotion operation for the NRA that Ackerman McQueen ran. So all the Ackerman McQueen hired all those people. That put on the did all the TV shows and all that, and then built that back as advertising. I guess advertising and marketing expense. That made sense. The justification given at the time for North was that the position of president was kind of a ceremonial one or something like that, and past NRA presidents hadn't been given benefits, and the only way for him to get benefits because he needed insurance for his family or whatever was to be on the Ackerman McQueen payroll, so they put him over there and they build that back. That seems questionable. I don't know how much of that is true, how much of that isn't true, but that was at least the justification that was given at the time.
Well, I mean, if you went to an NRA show and you looked at the Ackerman McQueen setup, Ackerman McQueen's streaming TV setup rivaled anything I've ever seen by the National Football League, by their operation and their production capability was unrivaled. The only problem was
all first rate.
Yeah, all first rate. But
getting better. CNN do it better. CBS, NBC is right up there with all of them.
And unfortunately, nobody was watching it.
Exactly. And that was something else that was part of what North was apparently getting into, was he wanted results. He wanted to find out what bang the NRA was getting for the buck that's paying Ackerman McQueen. And they basically refused to provide it.
Right.
You know, how many views and how much engagement and all that. And they didn't do that. They wouldn't do it. So that's what initially blew the whole thing up. And there was a huge article that the New Yorker posted back at the time, too, laying out much of this. And a lot of people in the gun rights community discounted it because it's coming from the New Yorker, a perceived anti-gun outlet. But if you read it and read what they wrote, it's hard to argue with any of it. And I think they were borne out in its entirety. Everything in that article has been revealed to be true ever since. And that's when the whole thing really spilled out into the open. And it's been over 4 years since. And we've seen, you know, the mess that was CarryGuard, that harebrained operation where the NRA got into.
So Joshua Powell was the one that went to USCCA with his little spy camera and photographed all of their little templates and everything to decide how they were going to actually run it. And then he was the one that talked them into stealing the membership from Second Call Defense, who they had something to do with the underwriter for Second Call Defense.
I had not heard all that.
Oh, yeah.
That he was the one who I knew that was his baby. He's the one who wanted to get into that business. I didn't know that he had stolen and misappropriated any information from USCCA. I remember that USCCA was basically at the last minute excluded from the NRA convention.
Yeah.
What was it, 2018 maybe? Maybe it's 2020? I can't remember. Maybe it was 2018. Anyway, it was the last minute they were told that they were not welcome.
Right.
Even though they had a spot on the floor, as they usually did at NRA conventions, they were no longer welcome because the NRA was getting in the business and they weren't a competitor there.
That might have been, was that Texas?
I can't remember where that was. I didn't go to that one. That might have been Atlanta. I can't remember.
I don't remember when Kerry Guard was rolling out. I don't think it was in Atlanta, because I think Atlanta was 2016. In any event, whatever it was, the next time we look at the NRA and they are free and clear to do whatever they want to do, they're not going to look anything like they have been looking all this time.
No, it's going to be a smaller operation.
Smaller, they're going to... And that means if they've been diminished up to this point, I would expect them to do whatever they can to hog tie them going forward to where they will be less. Although everybody else has picked up those buckets and they're hauling that water now. Second Amendment Foundation, they got bigger. Firearms Policy Coalition, they came on the Gun Owners of America, segued into being a heavyweight now. So,
yeah, I mean, despite everything that's happened in scandals and the misappropriation and malfeasance and all that, the NRA is still the 800-pound gorilla.
Yep.
It still has a huge amount of brand equity. It still has supposedly still over 4 million, down 1.5 million or something like that, but still has over 4 million dues-paying members.
Yep.
And I think once the current regime is out and it's a cleanup operation, hopefully that will enable it to get back to doing what it did pretty well in a lot of different areas and do it cleanly and effectively.
One can only hope. The new website is shootingnewsweekly.com. Put it in your bookmarks, because the breaking news is going to be the same as it was at the other place. Shootingnewsweekly.com. Thank you for joining me today, sir. This has been fun.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Coming up next, the student of the gun, the professor, Paul Markle. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.